Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. You ever wonder about why Jesus isn't allowed in civil government schools? Of course, students are allowed to privately talk about Jesus, and teachers may even talk about Jesus within the context of a greater discussion on religious figures. But by and large, the civil government excludes Jesus from education for fear of favoring him. But have you wondered this? If Jesus isn't God, if Jesus isn't the Messiah, if Jesus isn't the ultimate authority, then why can't he be the center of education? If Jesus was a liar and/or a lunatic and not Lord, then why is it that humanists have such a problem with Jesus being involved with education? After all, those same humanists assert that Jesus isn't Lord. There is an extremely simple answer to these questions. Humanists know that Jesus is God. They just don't want to admit it. Moreover, they suppress that truth in unrighteousness. Think about this. Humanists have no fear about the tenets of Mohammedism, or the principles of Confucius, or the doctrines of Buddhism. Humanists are okay with all those people. They're not okay with Jesus. This is because deep down, according to Romans 1, humanists do not want to bend the knee or forfeit the heart to the real God. They've instead chosen to worship the created instead of the Creator. They've chosen to worship the environment or a human dictator. They've instead chosen debauchery and sodomy. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. You should know that the civil government school system is based on foolishness. The system is led by fools. Based on what God tells us in John 1 and Romans 1, why do you send your children to these people to be fooled? I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructing the Coliseum.